Don and Mike Show.
All right, dog's gone wild. Here's dog.
Here, she's a Mexican, a whore, whatever. It's not because she's black. It's because we use the word sometimes here. I'm not going to take a chance ever in life of losing everything I've worked for 30 years because some heard us say and turned us into the Inquirer magazine. Our career is over. I'm not taking that chance at all. Never in life. Never. Never. If Lisa was dating we would all say f*** you. And you know that. If Lisa brought a black guy home, yeah. And it's not that they're black. It's none of that. It's that we use the word f***. We don't mean you f*** scum without a soul. We don't mean that. But America would think we mean that. And we're not taking a chance on losing everything we got over a racial slur.
The Don and Mike Show. Who let the dogs out?
They race to the funny. Don and Mike.
Well, I can only pray he goes on another show tonight.
Oh, I think he's going to be making the whole circuit. I think he's going to stop with Larry King.
Yesterday you heard him, we played the tapes of him with Sean Hannity. And because he stepped in it so bad, they tried to fix it by having him go on with the Frog.
Right.
That was not good.
And I think he's doing his own thing, right? I'm not sure how much direction he's getting. He seems to be doing this on his own.
I cannot imagine that he's got anyone working in PR for him, telling him to make these moves.
Right.
Here is Dog the Bounty Hunter. We've covered this enough. You heard the tape with his son and the N-word, and he's really sorry, and blah, blah. And now here he is with Larry.
We are in Los Angeles with Dwayne Dog Chapman. How you handling all of this?
I'm still alive.
Other than that,
not very good.
Oh, yeah. Where's that energy we heard in that phone call, dog?
Right.
Here he is now going to talk about God and his wife and Tony Robbins.
How's your wife handling it?
My wife is very ashamed. I mean, she's, you know, as far as being the big mouth in the family, it's usually Beth. You know, I'm like, usually, honey, you know, slow down. And she's like, you're out of character. You know, I can't believe.
I think he cries.
And today
here.
She said, you have shamed the family.
Yeah,
and I'm I'm very sorry. And she's like, Big Daddy, then prove it. So I've got to prove
it. Mad enough to want to leave you?
Sure.
Well, you know, I told her.
I saw her outside. She seemed fine.
Right. But I went to her and said, you know, if you ever want to leave and become the Beth Show, now is the time to do it. And she said, I won't leave you.
How angry are you at Tucker? By the way, did you call him or he called you on that?
That day,
when does he throw the Tony Robbins in? Is this when he throws Tony Robbins
in? I think it's the open.
Is it in the opening, really? Yeah. Well, all right, let's go past that.
Because you called me last night right after the opening. I saw this when he did this, and it was you had mentioned that he said Tony Robbins.
He's working with Tony Robbins along with his black minister to help
yes.
him. And now here's Dog telling Larry he's not going to cuss anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No more cussing.
And I don't mean to sound.
You know, he's equating the N-word here to like the F word.
Uh-huh. Right.
So just do away with all of them.
And I don't mean to sound why I said it, but I've come a long way. And Larry, it's tough to be a nobody and then work up to be a somebody. And some of the old things still hang on to you. Unfortunately, my vocabulary. And I know how you are, a very stern man, and I love
stern.
You.
Stern?
I know how you are, yes, sir.
Not stern.
And I'm not trying not to swear. The F word, the A word, the P word, the N word. I'm trying not to use any of those words. Then I won't be accustomed to just letting this stuff fly. I have quit swearing for 4 or 5 days. And
hey, that's like my eating. I'd like to say right now, I have not quit swearing for the last
Good
4 or 5 days.
Don't for the quit. Last 4 or 5 days, he stopped swearing.
Now to hear the F word when people use it, it kind of upsets me a little bit in my spirit. I went, oh, what are you saying? And I thought today, you mean when I swore like that, that's what it meant to people?
That's right. You just figured out now. Thank God he just figured out that the N-bomb is bad. And now he knows that the F word's a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
Now he knows.
So what about the girl who he called the N-word? His son's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Will they get married?
You know, I hate to say this about my kids to tell about their girlfriends, but none of my Anglo-Saxon children, boys, have any Anglo-Saxon wives or girlfriends.
They don't.
No, they don't. So nowadays, I can't use it. Back then, I would have said, if you bring someone in, you know, let me explain to them that I may say that, but it doesn't mean that. And because I thought there was such an explanation, there is not.
How are you going to feel if Tucker marries this young lady?
He better marry her.
You want him to marry her?
He better marry her after what we're going through right now. He better marry her.
No, listen to that. You know,
he's not getting it.
The cat is saying, after what we're going through, man, you know, after I have to go on TV and go through this crap, well, she better marry her.
This is the same lady that's suing him, I think.
Still
now.
About him.
All right, now here he is with his black reverend.
Joining us now is Reverend Tim Story, Dog's longtime friend and spiritual advisor. How long have you known each other?
Close to 8 years.
You married him?
I married him and did the premarital counseling and everything.
All right. How did you react when you heard the N-word tape?
I was shocked. I heard it online. And the first thing I thought was, this can't be his voice. You know, they probably made this up. Heard it the second time, said it is his voice, and went straight to the phone and went at it with him. I was really bothered.
But went at it, you criticized
him. Yeah, I'm a black man. And when he said it, it really pierced my heart. I'd never heard him say anything like that. And I thought it was strong. And, I mean, we went at it for a good 30 minutes.
That guy should be ashamed to be black. I mean, I understand that even if Hitler went on trial, someone would represent him. I know someone has to represent Dog. I know that he's got a black guy to stand up there, but please. I mean, God, you just look so weak. Yeah. The priest or the minister, the reverend, looks so weak. You know, I've never heard him say that word before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it pierced me. I couldn't picture it. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. Listen to this. You mean in 8 years you never heard this guy come out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hold on, where did I?
Wrong dog.
You already put it away.
Well, yeah, because you had to put the other one in.
Ah, never mind. All right. Here he is with his son, Chris. And he asked the son, Chris, did you ever use the N-word?
This is so marvelously awkward.
Here we go.
Chris, have you ever used the N-word?
A few times out of the people I can hang out with in Denver, where I'm from, yes, I have used as a racial, like, back and forth brother, between brother.
Well done. Yeah, well handled. Don't you think that maybe the media blitz could have waited maybe a month? You know, maybe you get your life together and you kind of go underground. He's looking for the quick fix in situations like this. I think it's been proven.
Ain't gonna happen.
The quick fix doesn't happen. He ought to, you know, because right now there's potential that he's going to screw up again.
I know this for a fact. The quick fix never involves bringing out a son who, instead of saying yes, says yup.
Yup.
This is not part of the fix.
Oh, for goodness sakes!
You love that song.
Other than that, not very good. I've been here several times sitting in front of you. Tonight I felt like I was coming to the electric chair.
Really?
I'm sorry to tell you personally. First of all, I'm very sorry. I know you had also a lot of faith in me. I'm very sorry for using that word. Please don't think any less of me, and I'm going...
Was he apologizing to Larry King?
The quick fix doesn't involve apologizing to Larry King.
All right, you're talking about a few miscues here. I mean, the miscues is when he says he better marry her. Well, first of all, Dog, that's really not your call.
Right.
And and what I read, I believe the lady is suing him that he was talking
right,
about.
Yes.
And here's another miscue. Larry, being the moral authority for America, no, Larry's got a TV show. So Larry's not the moral authority. You can look in his background, too. There's too much going. It's happening too fast.
To fix it.
All right, let's discuss it. What's in your head right now?
A way to fix this and where it would never happen again, and that, you know, how sorry I really am to say that, and try not to use any excuses why I would have said it, but to never say it again.
How do you fix it?
Well, I'll continue doing the things I've done, working with, you know, interracial people, and I just have to... I have some classes I have to go to, and I need to.
He's going to meet with interracial people. Mm-hmm. He's going to throw out Tony Robbins here, and he's also going to, I believe, if I heard it correctly, throw out Al Sharpton's sister.
Oh, okay.
He's met with her as well.
I didn't know he had a
sister. Get a greater vocabulary than what I have, obviously.
It's Alice. Alice Sharpton. Alice. The Sharptons.
The Sharpton.
Honey. Oh, my goodness. It's the Sharptons.
The Sharptons are here.
And when I get mad and my brain searches for a word, I have to find different words. And to do that, you have to have more of an education.
Hold on. You got to You got to hear that. When he wants to use the N-word now, his brain's going to have to search for another word.
Search for a different word.
To find different words, and to do that, you have to be have a more of an education.
Is this a vocabulary dog that you've had all your life?
Yeah, you know, I've probably used and had that kind of vocabulary my whole life, yes.
So you've had, would you say, a limited vocabulary due to not a great education?
Well, if I could, I graduated from the seventh grade, you know. I mean, I.
Oh, dog.
You know, maybe you wouldn't want to mention that.
No.
That you only mentioned the seventh grade.
Yeah.
But he graduated.
Well, he's doing the whole tough upbringing thing.
Dropped out of school, and I don't want to blame it on that. I know right from wrong. I'm not that kind of guy. I knew I probably shouldn't have never used that, but I thought I was cool enough to be able to use that.
Is it more
contradictions? And double negatives, but I mean, yeah, we're nitpicking now.
More contradictions.
Shouldn't never.
But to blame it on ignorance and unlearn it, that's not, no.
It's tough to hear, but let's listen to a segment of the tape phone call that landed you in this world of hurt. This is courtesy of the National Enquirer, which, by the way, made the tape public. This
world of Enquirer.
All right, hold on. Two more.
What's going on here?
Here's Dog now. Wishing he had a time machine.
Yes.
And for anyone who's a fan of this show, you know those are magic words. Time machine!
Come on, Dog.
How do you feel about it, Dog?
I wish this would have never happened. I would pray to God if there was a time machine I could stop this.
Time machine. Quot not. Quot not. Quot not.
I tell you what.
Dear Jesus. Will you please send me a time machine?
Send a time machine to me right now so I won't have to say that word on the tape.
My brain is searching for a time machine.
Help me.
All right, and then here's the closing. I know we got a break. Here's the closing. You just got to hear this when Larry throws in the happy birthday, Billy Graham.
Out of nowhere, like Larry does.
Are you surprised at least at this show in 60,000? That's a lot of people. 82% don't want him off the air.
I think it's amazing, and I think it's a display of mercy. And, you know, we've all...
Display of stupidity.
And I think America is saying, at least he owned up, he manned up to it.
Please.
And he's willing to change, and he did change. I'm proud of him.
There is a second act. How do you feel about it, Dog?
I wish this would have never happened. I would pray to God if there was a time machine I could stop this.
Second time he mentioned time machine.
Time machine!
What not?
I thought I'd quit making bad mistakes.
That was a good one.
And I'm very sorry.
But how do you feel about this reaction tonight?
Sorry. Well, I feel good. I wish that we weren't sitting here having this kind of vote. I'd rather have whose show do you like best on A&E, you know? But I'm very proud that people are forgiving me. You know, I have a struggle, I tell you honestly, in my mind.
He also mentioned again that he would kill himself.
Mm-hmm. You know, there was a bad guy
People would not forgive him.
I had today, like, all this I've done, nobody really forgives. It's all a bunch of bull. You're the second chance guy. You ain't getting no chance. And I'm, like, trying to tell myself and be positive. Yes, you are. That, you know, there is good. So I'm proud of how it's coming out.
You were the number one show on A&E, right?
Yes, sir, I was.
If memory serves me correct.
Yes, sir.
Good luck, Doug.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Let's wait for it,
meeting you. Dwayne Dog Chapman and Reverend Tim Story. Before we end tonight, we want to say happy birthday to a great man and a good friend of this show, Billy Graham.
That's it. Throw that birthday greeting for Billy Graham in, Larry.
Nice fit.
Thank you, Larry.
That's maybe the best.
Oh, it's a weird little planet we live in.
You know, that's almost like, you know, you get yourself a nice cool gun. We'll be back with Phyllis Diller in your calls.
Hey, I'm sorry, Larry. I shouldn't have said we live in the planet. We live on it. Thank you, Larry.
See George Washington.
Billy Graham, happy birthday.
Buzz.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
We'll get to more news when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.